Welcome back to Girl Talk. We finally found some more tape to record on. We've actually been talking this entire time since our last podcast, but we thought we'd start recording again, and this is going to be season two. It is brought to you by JulieLand.com, and I am joined with Mr. Richard Avery.
Good afternoon, sunshine.
And my lovely co-host, hashtag N-I-K-K-I-N-E-X-T, Nikki Nex.
Hello. H-E-L-L-O.
Hashtag. Yeah.
Hashtag before every word you say today. Hashtag hello. Hashtag goodbye.
Hashtag.
Yeah. Hashtag, hashtag. Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
Okay.
That's one of my favorites because it's stupid.
I like that one. I just like how, I think it was season one, a couple of them I spelled out my whole website.
A couple?
Five? Is that a couple?
Like, I think most of them.
Okay.
It's like one of my biggest memories of shooting that is the N-I-K-K-I-N-E-X-T.
I should just do it every time now. It's my thing.
It's your thing. But yeah, if you haven't guessed already, we're talking about social media today. And hashtags. And hashtags. Hashtag.
We love
hashtag,
them.
Hashtag.
Do you love social media?
It's a love and hate thing.
It's, yeah. I kind of hate it for the most part. It's just so much work.
Closer to the mic, please.
So much work.
Or it's just overwhelming. Because, like, and there's some people that post, what, like 20 or so times a day. Some people post once a week. It's like the span of it is so crazy.
What do you guys prefer to do?
As far as posting?
Yeah.
I find that I have to post every day, especially as far as webcamming. Like, that really keeps my traffic up.
Because you post, like, when you have a show coming up, right?
Mm-hmm.
Like, oh, I have a show today, or I have a show in 4 hours.
Yeah,
and then you can post it.
And literally, it helps to do it that way, to say, like, it's going to be in an hour versus it's going to be at 5 o'clock, because I have so many fans that are all over the world at different times, and then they end up sending me messages like, what is that in Greenland time? And I'm like, I don't know. Look
oh,
it the fuck
no.
up.
Just look at my Twitter.
Here, let me
please.
Google that for you.
Do you ever put like 5 p.m. PST?
I do.
Okay,
yeah.
I was going to say.
I always do that, but it also, you know, I find that it also helps to do something also that says how many hours from now. That way they don't
right.
have to do the math.
Because if you just look on Twitter and say, I'll be on in 2 hours, wherever you are in the world, just.
Exactly. Yeah.
Watch my show.
Does what do you guys prefer? Instagram, Twitter, or Facebook? Do you even have Facebook?
Fuck Facebook.
Okay.
Yeah. Facebook we don't do.
Facebook
I actually
me. Yeah.
Did they?
Mm-hmm.
I haven't been on Facebook for about maybe a year and a half.
Wow.
I barely even
over
use my
a year.
Personal Facebook. Like I only use it to post pictures so my mom can see them.
She's still alive. Good.
Yeah, like here's my bird picture
that.
Today.
Yeah.
And here's a picture of my dog, and you'll never see any of the other pictures I take.
Because I think, like, if you're not in the industry, civilians or whatever we call them, that if they don't have a presence on Twitter or Instagram, or they don't have a big one, so they use Facebook mostly for all their personal stuff. But a lot of people in the industry use Twitter mostly to promote themselves.
Yeah.
I think most of them don't use Facebook.
Right.
I don't think you can be in the adult industry and not have a Twitter presence.
Well, I'll tell you a funny story about Facebook.
Tough.
So I've had Julie Land on Facebook for years. And finally, like years, and I'm maybe about 3 months ago, they finally flagged me and sent me all sorts of crazy warnings.
Did they delete it?
For having naked pictures and stuff. Like, they deleted all these pictures and stuff. But I laughed because it was like for years, never got noticed for anything. And then all of a sudden, bam, out of nowhere.
It just takes one person to flag you. I mean, it's not like they're surveying their sites.
It's because everybody liked the page. Nobody reported
Same
it.
Same with Instagram. Like, I post, every once in a while, I'll post something that's too
hot
for Instagram.
I saw that.
Just because I know in that couple of hours, everybody's gonna see it and fucking love it before it gets deleted, because I'm just waiting for the one asshole who's gonna report me, because otherwise it's gonna stay up.
Is that what happens?
Yeah,
because I've gotten a couple images on Instagram got like deleted. We're gonna delete that, and they're really weren't bad. And you know, got
it's
the,
just people
it's,
saying
that's
they
because
I didn't
they
know
don't
that
even
it
check
was.
It.
I
it
thought
just has
they
to
were
be
like checking it.
Right, because the only way you can get one taken down is people report it, right?
And it has to, and
otherwise nothing would happen.
I'm actually not sure if they review each item or if they just wait for a certain number of people to report the item to take it down.
Okay. Because I kind of wonder, because like I always sat there and, you know, I'm respectful of the whole thing and I get it. But I always, like, all of a sudden out of nowhere, it's like this random thing. All of a sudden, this picture was deleted. And you're like, what did I do wrong?
But it had no real nudity.
Yeah,
it's
yeah,
because
nothing.
Someone decided that it was inappropriate right. and they were
I always thought,
it.
Like, I just always thought that they had some person in the Instagram office just watching my feed all day long, just going, all right, he's going to put one up.
Oh,
he's going to put
one up. He posted another
one.
I know,
oh, that's bad.
Like, I can see your nipple.
There's pink.
Yeah. They
I see side boob.
Exactly. They assigned some intern. Follow these accounts.
Hey, side boob is okay for Instagram.
We still need to do like a full photo shoot for Instagram with the free the nipple bikini top.
Oh, yes. Yes. I know we talked about that.
What is that?
There's a bikini top and the top has a photo of nipples.
Oh,
so
God.
Technically it's okay.
Yeah, it's part of the whole free the nipple campaign.
And they should have the bottom should have like a big bush on it. I think
it's hilarious.
Because if you
real.
Wear it, technically.
But I have actually tweeted where I've said to people, I wish they could show some tits. I'm okay with not showing pussy because I get that. But I wish we could show some tits. But I always say, like, I wish I could, because I always feel like I'm limited to what I can show.
Mm-hmm.
You're like, okay, I got these 20 great pictures and 19 of them have tits in it. I can't show those. So.
Yeah. Well, that was my problem with the one picture I posted on Instagram is that one set didn't have any Instagram friendly pictures. So I was just like, fuck it.
Yeah.
And then I had my censored version already done because I knew it was going to come down eventually. But
yeah. But what do you think about do you want to post a lot of pictures with nudity, but then you censor it out with the bar? Or do you just want to post clothed pictures?
I'd rather post
clothed. I don't post a lot of really nude pictures and then put the bar over it.
I don't like that.
Yeah, I try to do that sparingly.
It's kind
like,
of weird to
unless
me.
I really don't have another option, like a clothed option.
Yeah.
For example.
But I know a lot of girls do that. Like they just post a bunch of pictures and they put bars over everything.
Yeah,
I
that's kind of tacky.
Stars too. Don't forget like the stars.
Or little kitties.
Okay. Yeah.
Or they get the deluxe sticker pack for $1.99 on the Google Play Store.
Maybe they got it on sale.
It's a tax write-off.
So
it was 50 cents on sale.
So how many followers do you guys have?
On Instagram or Twitter?
Both.
My Twitter just shot up recently. It's at like 13K now.
Wow.
I am kind of stoked about it.
Wow.
I'm behind. I gotta
I'm impressed.
Catch up.
Yeah.
And where are you at, Nikki?
I have 6 or 7 on Twitter. And 3,500 on Instagram.
Wow.
Yeah, I definitely don't have as many on Instagram because I don't really, like, for me, Instagram's more for fun. Like,
Because
do you work it as hard, would you say?
No.
Okay.
And I don't use it necessarily as much for, like, advertisements, whereas I use my Twitter constantly for that.
Well, I've been hearing lately in these meetings I've been having is that Instagram is kind of taking over. Like, Twitter's dropping now, the usage.
It seems
they're not
like
making
that.
Any money and all these problems. And Instagram, everybody seems to be Instagram.
I have been hearing the same thing.
Does Facebook own Twitter?
Yes. They own Instagram.
They own Instagram, but they don't own Twitter.
No.
Twitter's its own company?
Its own company. You know, in the history of Twitter, they've never made any money.
Really?
Yeah.
Huh.
Never made a money. Is that crazy? And yet they're worth billions of dollars.
I know. That surprises me.
That stuff fascinates me.
Yeah. It's because it's this whole thing. What's the value? Like, what's the value of the company? I can say, you know, the value of you is $10 million.
Right.
But somebody will only pay like $20. So you're really...
Yeah, that doesn't make sense.
It's like it's like when people collect things, I always laugh about it. When people have like, I have this print, it's worth $10,000. No, it's only worth what somebody will pay you for it, and I'll give you $5. So that's what it's worth.
I just feel like all these social media sites are just so fleeting too. Like, and especially in, doing webcam kind of stuff, there's always like a new site that my fans are like trying to get me to sign up for. Mm. Like, do you have Kick?
Yeah.
Do you have Viber?
Oh, I remember Kick.
Do you have Snapchat?
No, I don't fucking know how to use Snapchat. I feel like
Snapchat's
the old people,
becoming huge.
Like,
Snapchat.
Is the camera on?
Yeah.
Like, no, am I taking a picture right
now?
You got to learn, though.
I
like,
know.
Snapchat,
it comes and goes in 10 seconds.
Everybody's into Snapchat right now.
I don't even know how to look at my friends' pictures on there. I'm like...
I don't understand it. I mean, I get what it is.
Jada does Snapchat,
I don't understand,
and it's insane.
I don't understand the value of it.
The value is the same value of
Twitter
and Instagram.
Right.
It's about attention and making noise.
Yeah.
But I was with Jada once, and we were shooting or whatever, and she did like this stupid Snapchat. And I'm not talking within a minute or two, it was like
a bunch of views.
2,000, 3,000 people just boom, boom, yeah. boom. Like the numbers, I was like, holy fuck. It was like, it's insane.
Yeah. I think those also have a lot to do with, like, if you're one of the first people to sign up, like Periscope, like
yeah.
the first few people that started using Periscope got all those numbers. Right. Like, I mean, I have a Periscope account. I've used it all of
I don't
twice.
Have one.
Yeah, Periscope's it. First of all, it's like, it's just too much work, I think.
Yeah.
It's like, okay, great. I'm going to be live. But I see a lot of celebrities are now using Periscope.
That's kind of cool because you can see the behind the scenes stuff. From
yeah,
people.
I mean, I see a lot of people doing Q&As, which are kind of cool, but I can do that on my cam shows and get paid for it.
There's a right. new, here's funny thing. There's a new app that I got, that they came to me and pitched. It's called DOP, D-O-P. It's not even out yet. It's being made, I think it's out in Australia, but not here in Ooh. America yet.
We're getting behind the scenes.
Ooh. Yeah, and they are trying to get me to sign up and do stuff and bring girls to them.
And it's something
It's something I got to probably talk to you guys about soon once they get their shit together. But it's like, it's supposed to be like this thing where I can't even explain it, but it's like this thing where you do all your likes and the things that you like, it then using some sort of algorithm makes people that like all the things that you like find you. So
sort of like Tumblr.
Yeah, kind Tumblr of like it, does, but yeah. it's like but it uses all your social media right. and then it's got a camera you can post. It's like, and they're trying to get
Tumblr.
They're kind of do like trendsetters. It's trying to find your
2.0.
It's like, think that it's called DOP because it's short for doppelganger. So it's like, you're going to find your DOPs. Who's your DOPs? All these people that are
interesting.
So it's it's not even available yet, but it's like, they've been coming at me with all the stuff. And I just said to them, they were like, oh, if you can get us some girls. And I said, well, let me see how far
you feel about nipples.
Yeah, well, that's what I said too. Like,
yeah, what
I said, how do you feel about pussy?
Because we want to put that on there.
Yeah,
did you ask
too.
Them about nudity?
Yeah, yeah, and they said it's okay.
Sweet.
As okay, then we like
I'm
them.
All over it, though.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. So I just thought it's just interesting. But like there's, like you said, there's all these apps. Like every week, it seems like there's some new thing. And after
most of them come and go.
And in the last 20, yeah, exactly. And Twitter's still here, even though they just said they lost 2 million followers, which I think those are all bad followers anyway. So
they'll be fine.
A lot of them are bots.
Yeah.
Yeah.
They'll be fine. Well, what's your do you have a favorite Twitter account that you always check?
Ooh, that's a good
one. Oh, that I always check. I have a secret Twitter account that I'm not going to tell you the name of. But it's my one that I use to vent, like, all the things that Serena Blair can't say that aren't really politically correct.
Oh, I have like, 20 of those accounts.
Like, when I want to say stupid shit about, like, some stupid girl said something stupid, and I'm like, I need to comment about this, but I can't because... Yeah. Yeah.
So you're the one that makes all the bad remarks about me? Is that what you're saying? Like now that I know who's saying all the bad things about me.
I don't think I've ever tagged anyone with that account yet. It's the stuff I post on there is really funny though.
I have a lot of accounts for that though.
Yeah.
Really?
Just to be able to say shit.
I don't do that.
Yeah, that nobody
Maybe
knows.
Maybe I should. Or do I? I don't know.
I never thought I would do that, except now that I spend so much time on Twitter and so much energy on Twitter, like it actually kind of feels nice to have that separate account to vent on.
Would you comment on your own stuff with your secret account?
Yeah, exactly.
I haven't yet,
that would be funny,
I probably would.
Is a secret account a boy or a girl?
She can't tell you.
Or is it a
it's
bird?
It's a transgender.
It is a sex worker. That's all I'm going to say.
Oh, okay, okay. No, because I think that's pretty smart of you to do, though, actually. You have to be able to vent.
Yeah.
Serena like, Slayer.
No, it doesn't sound anything like my name.
Okay.
So what's your you were saying though your favorite people to follow? Do you have favorite people you follow?
I don't follow people on Twitter because I used to, and then my newsfeed was flooded with a bunch of stuff, and I don't really go through it that much. So now I just, if I want to look up someone, I'll just look up their account and see what they're up to. Yeah. I don't follow anyone on Twitter right now.
Nobody.
Zero.
That's
there was one
nice.
Guy. One guy commented, I think, a couple weeks ago. He goes, "Wow, you're such a rebel."
You don't even follow me.
No.
Oh, that's we're gonna have a little talk.
Okay. Tomorrow.
Unbelievable.
Tomorrow, Nikki followed Julie Land.
Nikki who?
This girl I used to know.
Yeah, exactly. So, all right. Well,
I like to click on the I don't know. I just go through it, and whatever's on. Because I do follow quite a few people.
Do you ever, like, when you see Kanye going off, do you go sign on and look at his stuff?
No, I'm usually more, like, I tend to click on articles. Mm. Like, I follow Science Porn, which I really like their little posts. usually science porn. It's like usually it's like a little GIF or something of something cool in science, like a water balloon exploding in slow motion or something. Whoa. You know, science porn, like porn for
I
nerds.
Think I've seen you. Do you retweet those?
I
sometimes?
Retweet those a lot.
I've
yeah,
seen
actually.
Some of them,
and a lot of my like nerdy genetics articles and like from Live Science.
Yeah, see, that stuff is cool. Or like Discovery News.
You guys need to read this. You never will, but you should.
Maybe a couple of them will.
Sorry, no boobs.
Oh my God.
But you can show everything on Twitter. What I about do. Tumblr? Do you have Tumblr?
I have a Tumblr. I have never. I don't think I've ever posted on anything on it. I had intended to use
it. I never understood Tumblr.
I used to. Before I had a website, where like 2 years ago, mm-hmm. I just used Twitter and Tumblr, and I would use it as my blog. And it was fun, because if you don't have a website, it's your website.
But
you can post whatever you want.
But what did you... You would just put a photos up.
I would, like, if I saw someone else's picture of, like, a rainbow, I would repost it. Or like a poem, I would repost the poem. You can show nudity, so I would put up like a modeling picture.
But just you can't search for nudity on Tumblr.
Really?
Really?
Mm-hmm.
Wow.
They don't let you search those hashtags anymore. So if you want to actually find anything, quote unquote, inappropriate on Tumblr, you have to search for it on Google.
Oh, I didn't know that. And turn your filter off.
I just
right?
wish. The, mm-hmm. Well, Google. You think there'll be one day when the internet actually grows up?
Nope. It's a teenager forever.
Yeah, I have a Tumblr page too for Julie Lamb, but I've never really done anything.
Oh,
with
you
it.
Should post stuff.
Yeah, Tumblr is one of those things you either gotta go strong or just forget it.
But all of it's like all of it takes time. I mean, did you guys ever have MySpace pages?
Yes.
Oh, heck yeah.
In high school.
Remember the glitter
really?
Pictures?
Yes, I had glitter pictures.
Me too. Those were the best.
That? Yeah, first I had a goth themed page, and then it was like a pinup themed page, and then I got into porn, and I was like, fuck this.
Yeah. I'm too old for this stuff.
It's fucking stupid.
But you could like, I think it was, you could comment on somebody else's post or page, and you can send like phrases like, oh, hey, you're cool, and it would show up as a glitter
right.
GIF thing, and yeah. It would sparkle back and forth. They had a bunch of them.
Oh God,
that was the thing.
Do
back
you remember
in the
how
day.
Many friends you had on my
oh, I don't remember.
I remember when it first started and the whole thing, like, I have 500 friends, and everybody's like, so yeah. like it was like this really cool thing.
And Tom was
Tom
everybody's
was my best friend.
Yeah,
I think I had all of like 25 friends on there.
Yeah. Was it all in school
Probably.
Friends?
Yeah.
Was
yeah.
it? Was it? Because I'm too old, but like when you said you did this in high school?
Well, okay, so I didn't even go to normal high school. Okay. Like I was independent study, so I had literally had like three friends my age, and then all the other friends that I made at UCLA when I was taking classes there who were much older than me. And then I went to my college, what's when you go to...
AP class?
Reunion.
No, when you go to check out, when you've already been accepted, you go to the school.
Orientation,
thank you so much. I went to my orientation and I made like five MySpace friends, and then a week later, Facebook was like, hey, it's only for college students.
Oh.
Because remember, that was a thing for a while. You could only get a Facebook account if you had a college email.
Oh, that's right. I remember that.
So after my orientation, I finally had my email set up, and then we all just migrated over to Facebook. And
then Facebook was the cool guy.
Although I do miss having music play. Yeah. I used to have music play on my MySpace.
You could pick a song and then have it played.
But that's what do you call it? SoundCloud and all these other things are for these days.
Yeah.
There's
yeah,
so many things.
It's not as obnoxious when you click on somebody's page and then all of a sudden some random fucking Britney Spears song starts playing and you're like, I fucking hate you so much.
I know.
And it was a thing.
Yeah. Volume,
exactly.
Backstreet Boys.
Especially try doing that in an office somewhere. Yeah. All of a sudden, whoops, sorry, people. I think
I did the Backstreet Boys for one of them.
Oh my God, you're evil.
Oh man, don't say things. Those are the things you're supposed to keep to yourself.
Oh, sorry.
You're gonna ruin your street cred. like she didn't say that. I'm gonna edit that out later.
Oh, sorry, Backstreet Boys were better than NSYNC.
Yeah, well, sorry. We're gonna change that. Like, I'm gonna change the whole. I'm gonna edit the whole clip where she says, "Yeah, I love Led Zeppelin. I'm gonna make you cool, okay?"
Van Halen.
Yeah, there you go. Exactly. So, well, so I'm trying to think if there's anything coming up with social media.
Not Not that I know of.
No, I just think, but if you have an account, like if you have Twitter and Instagram, you just got to keep up with it.
My philosophy, here's my philosophy, and I think I've told you both this. My philosophy for all of this is, I don't care what you tweet. We'll just talk about Twitter. I don't care what you tweet a day. If you tweet 10 times a day, I am one of those people that believes that at least one tweet should be for the good of mankind. And I know you do it. You tweet about birds of prey. You tweet out science stuff. I hate when these girls tweet. All they do is fucking pictures of their dog, pictures of their ass, and pictures of their bongs.
Well, all I feel like, or all in the same picture.
You know, if you really need that outlet, then you should have a separate Twitter. Like, you should have maybe your professional Twitter and your personal Twitter. And the two need to be separate. Like, it's a fucking train wreck on Twitter when you see the girls that are like, at one point, they're like, I'm in LA. I do that. I'm in LA. Book me. And then if I turn around the next second and say, I'm having such a shitty day. I'm going to go eat a gallon of ice cream. Like, who's going to book me for that? Exactly. You know? I'm so sad, so I'm going to go get on cam right now.
Well, that's what I say. It's like, to me, Twitter's a business tool. That's it.
Promotion.
It's not about, like, I hate these girls who have to tweet, like, I'm hungry for some dick, or I just got fucked. And it's like, it's the pictures of, that seriously annoy the most, it's the pictures of the goddamn pets. And why does every girl have a tiny little dog? Those dogs are annoying.
I will say, though, I did try to tone down some of the pet pictures, but I get a lot of activity when I post pet pictures because I think people relate to that.
You get a lot of response from it.
I do.
Like, but you don't post it every day.
I don't post it every day.
No, I'm just saying, I just feel like, you know, I won't name names, but there are certain girls out there that have the most annoying Twitter feeds.
Or the Twitter battles.
And the things I want to always say to them, I just want to tweet, like, who are you talking to? Like, the dumbest things that they'll say, like, oh, I just went to Starbucks. Like, who are you? You have nothing else to say in your life, and all you're saying is, I went to Starbucks? Like, really?
Or the ones that are like, they try to be your best friend on Twitter and you've never actually met. And you're like, just because we do the same job doesn't mean you can come over to my house and spend the night whenever you want. Like, that's not happening.
No sleepovers. No, but it's there's this annoying side of it too. I wrote a blog post 5 years ago. It's one of my favorite blog posts. It's on my blog, and it's called Twitter Please.
Mm-hmm. And I read that one.
And it's the one that just basically the simple saying of think before you tweet.
Exactly.
It's that simple.
It's a lot easier than thinking before you talk.
Exactly, because you have you don't have to publish
spell
right
check.
Away. Yeah. But like so many times, it's like people just don't think. I always want to write to people like, who are you talking to? That's all I want to say to them. Like, who are you? Because like they're actually like, it's almost like Twitter's their best friend. And that's like their only friend.
Yeah. Twitter's a man's best friend.
No, but you know what I'm saying? Like, they talk like it's their friend. Like I'm talking to all my friends out there. Like, I'm going to Starbucks. Or I just, you know.
Don't you want to know what latte that they got?
No, I don't.
Or cappuccino.
It's like.
How many shots they got.
I just took a dump. Well, who wiped your ass, you know?
You know, I went to Starbucks. Beep.
And then I got in trouble. I don't know if you saw me a few days ago. I was tweeting about doing cocaine.
Oh, I didn't see that.
Oh, I got that.
I missed doing cocaine. And
Mr. Ken.
Yeah, and I was tweeting about it. And of course, like, I won't name names here, but certain individual named Aiden Ashley texted me and said, are you doing coke again? She got all excited. And I'm like, I just wrote her back.
When can I come over? I'm
pretty much, pretty much. And
I love that.
And I just wrote her back and I just said, don't believe everything you read.
I get that from friends Ken's too. I'll text someone, I'm like, did this really happen or is that just a Twitter thing?
No, I just posted that.
Yeah.
Come on.
Yeah. It's like, you just want people don't believe anything. Don't believe anything, please.
But they do.
They do. I know.
What about, I know it happened to Jada recently, but some girls, when they have a decent amount of followers, they get their account deleted.
Yeah. It's happened to Jada, I think,
three
times. And
then they have to redo everything.
Twice it's happened to her.
Oh, that's... See,
can you imagine all that work?
Is that like what happens when you post like nudity in your profile? Or,
it just happened recently.
I thought so, but I didn't know.
I don't know what
the most recent it happened to was Electra Blue.
Oh,
really?
In December.
Oh, I saw that. I think that she posted that she was angry. She's like, why does this keep happening to me?
I know.
I don't, and I'm not really clear as to what the parameters are, at what point you get your account deleted. Like, just
I would assume
on the internet?
Yeah, but I would assume it's just people being assholes and reporting it.
People reporting. Because I think that's, like,
that's
same thing with Instagram. The only way you can get deleted is if people report anything, because they can't check everybody's.
Right.
account.
Yeah.
Assholes.
So I don't know why they keep deleting everything.
It's because people stop it. We gotta stop taking this
you guys,
social media shit too
guys
seriously.
Guys that are angry and report
right
everything,
on.
Stop it.
Stop.
Stop. All
right, smoke a blunt.
Yeah. We're gonna go take our social media a lot less seriously from now on. And but on that same note, you should probably go follow us on Twitter.
We love you.
Yeah, exactly.
After we just spent the last 30 minutes bashing social media, go follow me on Twitter at SexySerenaB. It's the same thing for my Instagram, and now you know exactly how I use both of those accounts. What about you, NIKKI?
Well, I'll spare everyone and not spell it, but you can, you can find me on Twitter. It's Nikki Next. Instagram, same. It's Nikki Next. No Tumblr. No more MySpace.
No and Facebook.
No Facebook.
No dick pics, please.
Oh, send me all the pictures. I love them. Just kidding.
Say goodbye.
Send me the good ones.
Bye, guys.
Bye.